This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're waking up with the Morning Mess.
I listen every morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
Live 101.5.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's live. It's the Morning Mess. Your guy, Joey Boy.
What up, it's JD.
And it's Sienna.
We got the homie in studio. I've been trying to get in here for a while. She got a lot of big things happening this weekend. You know, tis the season. The holidays are here. And she has a big toy drive and clothing drive happening in the city of Maryvale. Maryvale's very own. Give it up one time for Tracy Cortez.
Tracy Cortez!
You made it.
I made it. I did make it.
She's on time.
Kind of.
I would have been on time. I would have been on time. And I'm so mad at myself because I blame you.
You blame me.
Yes.
Listen, I've been doing this a long time. I've sent that address to so many artists, and they never told me, like, hey, man, I'm at the post office. Like, wait, what? you were down the street at the post office.
I'm there, and then I call Claudia, and I'm just like, girl, I don't think I'm at the right place. And I'm always getting yelled at, like, you better not be late this time. And you know, like the Mexican time, you guys.
Oh, I was just about to say that, girl. We run on Mexican
time.
I run
on Mexican time. Yeah. So, like, I'm like UFC. This probably, they hate me, but they love me. But this is what they hate about me is that I'm always late, right? Like, mm-hmm. I miss flights to my fights. And
you wait. You miss flights to your own fight?
Like, yeah, not on purpose.
Not on purpose.
No, not on purpose.
What is making you late?
Just time is not on my side. You know what I mean?
Like, time, you have a different clock?
I don't know. But, like, I would have been on time.
But then
GPS takes me over there to the post office.
Oh, we all blame GPS.
And I'm just like,
well, how do you miss flights? You know where Sky Harbor is by now, living in Phoenix your whole life.
Yeah. I just feel like I can get there on time. You know, like if they say, oh, your flight's at 4, I'm like, oh, I can be there at 3:15.
I can't do that. Bro, I have a routine. I like to travel, yeah. But I like to get there early. First of all, I love people watching. So I have my routine. I get there early. I hit the bar up. I have a beer and a shot before a flight. It's my tradition. I do it all the time. I don't get people racing through. And you can see people losing their...
That's me.
That's you. Just racing through. Yeah, that's you. I can make it. Is it a test to yourself or you just...
You know what? I just don't like socializing. I don't like people. I don't like saying hi. I don't... Like, if I see someone I know, I'm the person that, although we might be really good friends, I'm like, ay, and I'll, like, turn around to the other court, like, oh, my God.
Hey, you guys know how I know Tracy's Mexican? She went, ay.
Ay. So that's me where I'm like, oh, and I go to, like, so I do run. I run.
Right.
In the airport.
So if you're last minute, are you the kind of person that takes a couple of days to pack your suitcase? Or are you doing it the day of? Oh my gosh, you stress me out.
Stress out for me. Yeah, I packed the day up.
Do we have a handler yet? Do you have someone? Is Claudia your handler? Do you have someone on your ride? Like, yeah, girl, we need to let's start packing stuff. Let's get.
I have all my friends. They're like, hey, you're leaving tomorrow. Have you packed? And I'm like, no.
And they all come
like,
over.
They say you stress me out. I'm like, yeah.
Well, I mean, isn't there like a fine or something? Like you're saying, you're missing. You know, your flights to your fight. Isn't there something in a contract or something that says?
No,
something?
UFC, they book me on like the next following. Sorry, UFC. But they do. They're like, hi, Tracy. And then they'll call me and be like, are you serious right now, bro? I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I tried really hard this time.
You have one job, make it to the
flight. Yeah, one job. Yeah, if I'm them, I'm telling her the flight's at noon, but it really is at 1. If I'm there, this their fault. They should know how to work with you at this point.
You would think.
They should know by now.
But it's just, you know, it's just, it's all right. I make it.
You made it. You're here.
I still get there.
You're here. The point is you're here.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about the Tracy Cortez Maryville Show and Shine Toy and Winter Clothes Drive. It's happening this Saturday, 10 to 4?
Yes, 10 to 4.
10 to 4. Is this your first annual?
It is.
You nervous?
I'm so nervous.
Your name is all over this.
Oh, I know. And, you know, it's just one of those things where it's like, we did my first meet and greet here in Arizona. When was it, Claudia? Do you remember?
It was about a month ago, because you went IG Live and I saw you there.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it was right a little before my fight.
Yeah.
And I was more nervous than my fight.
Really?
Because maybe it's like the humbleness in me where it's like, no, I don't have that fan base here in Arizona. And then the day of, we were there for like 4 hours. The line was never ending.
Nice.
And it was so hot. And I just felt all the love and support. And I was like, dude, I think I can do more here.
Right.
That was like an eye opener.
Okay.
You know, I think I could do more here. How can I make an impact in my community?
I love that. Yeah. So from the meet and greet, you decided like, you know what? Let's do something for the holidays.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So this is like in conjunction with people that they can bring their lows and their lowriders as well, right? They can register.
So the way I wanted... The way I brought it up to my team was, you know, I really want, like, I just don't feel like a lot of these youngsters are, like, they don't have that culture within mm-hmm. them the way I am. Granted, I go to Mexico and they're like, you're not Mexican. And then I'm mm-hmm. here and they're like, you're not American.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just like, I'm a mutt. I'm not, it's like, I don't, like, wherever I land, I'm there.
Right.
You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Yeah. But I do have very strong Mexican roots. So I kind of, that's what I really wanted to do is like, have you guys ever been to like the swap meet?
Yes. Oh, ma'am.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
The swap meet and there's music. Sometimes there's banda. Sometimes, or they're selling cars and there's food and the atmosphere. And you just feel like, to me, it feels like home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's how I brought it up to my team was I wanted to feel like you're coming back home.
You right.
know, this is the culture. There's going to be music. There's going to be food. And I said, well, how can we bring more people to come?
Right.
I said, dude, let's put on a car show. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. let's, you know, pedal bikes, bikes.
Yeah.
Lowriders, whatever it is, car that has four wheels and it moves, like, bring it, sign up.
There you go. JD, bring your scooter.
I know, yeah. No, the lime scooter's outside, yeah, no doubt.
No, I don't know about, yeah.
No, but yeah. Hate the environment, too. You don't like it.
No, if that's a ride, let's go. But that's kind of just how it was, you know, and I just wanted to, that's the way I'm trying to bring everyone together. Mm-hmm. Like,
I love that.
Very
I love
Chicano
that.
Style. Yeah.
So if you're listening right now, 10 to 4 this Saturday in your city, Maryville. Where's the location at?
Maryville High School.
High School. Is that where you graduated from?
Well, I didn't graduate.
Is that the most Maryville thing about you?
I got kicked out of there. So I forgive you guys.
They didn't accept me there. No, just kidding. Actually, they really tried their best. Maryville, even a teacher, like, they really tried their best to keep me in a straight line. But I was going through so much family. It was the time where my brother was diagnosed with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So we were all going through it. And my mom was like, ay, mija, like, you're not, like, you're losing it. Come, like, stay out of, come home. Like,
right.
You're not going to school no more. Which was probably worse. But her intentions were pure.
How old were you?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey.
Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I was a sophomore.
You're a sophomore.
Yeah.
That's... Right. And you just stayed home and you were there for mom. The whole family obviously was going through it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you decided, is this something why you go back to Maryvale High to do something to give back, kind of?
It just brings a lot of, like, me going back to Maryvale is one of those things where it's, I know what I was going through in that time frame in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I don't know if there's kids going through similar things, which I wouldn't doubt, or even worse, you know, and it's one of those things where it's like, look, this is where I'm at.
Right.
There's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
You know, let me bring everyone together. And let me just be that light.
If Tracy can do it, maybe I can.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, at your toy drive, I know that obviously you want to bring the community together. Is there any way you're going to honor your late brother at all?
No, you know, this is selfishly, I would want to, mm-hmm. you know, but selflessly, I just think this is more for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to be like, yeah, this is, look at my family, look at, but I want to be more selfless and just make it about them.
Right.
Know? Yeah.
My fights are already about me and my brother. Now it's like, okay, how can I make it not about me? The only thing that it is about me is I'm using my name to reel people in.
Yeah, and you're trying relate to the community because, like you said, you've been through things that kids in those community have gone through, or even worse.
Yeah, and I told my team, I go, I don't want to make it a meet and greet. I just want to walk around with the people and just connect with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
Talk to them and be part of my community.
So it's a toy and clothes drive. So people that come through, bring some toys.
Bring toys. You know what? I would really encourage people to bring clothes more than anything. These kids, they don't have warm clothes. Like I was listening to the people that organized that. What is it? The HB. BSU,
uh-huh.
And how these kids don't even have clothes. They don't have socks.
Right.
You know, they don't have, like, they have, like...
Stuff that we take for granted.
Little things that we take for granted. So yeah. I'm really gonna... I'm giving a lot of my clothes, I know that, for the girls.
Nice.
So I think these kids need clothes more than anything.
So is it new and slightly used, maybe? Or is it just brand new? New. New clothes, toys for the kids. And if you have a ride, or you have a low stuff, so bring that through. I think I saw registrations like what, $25 for registration. There'll be some trophies and what have you.
Yeah, and you know, it's I got UFC to participate and other sponsors.
Yeah,
I'm really excited because the first couple people that register first, they're getting signed UFC gloves.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
They're getting just a bunch of goodies, free merch of mine. So I'm really trying to give back as mm-hmm. people are giving to my community.
I love that. I love that. Family's going to be there. Junior going to be there and everyone.
Yeah. Junior, Henry, I feel bad because Junior was supposed to fight in December also.
Uh-huh.
So he was going to be out of town, but he got pulled out of the fight just to be
to
there.
To be there for you. Yeah. Oh, man.
That's family right there.
Yeah. I love Junior. He's a good guy.
I'm chills just thinking about it, my brother. Yeah.
So. You guys look so much alike. It's crazy. That's your little twin.
Is that where the birth of your UFC dream was, in the hallways of Maryvale High School? You got in a couple squabbles and you were like, you know what? I think I could do this for a living.
You know what? I'm not a fighter.
You clearly are a fighter.
I know. Meaning like I'm such a lover. I'm a lover girl. I don't like altercation. I want like peace and love. I want everybody
you
to get
fight
along.
For a living.
So how did you figure that out?
But I love the I'm a very competitive person. Growing up, I wasn't allowed to do any sports. Mm-hmm. When I tell you I grew up in like a strict family household, like Mexican strict, I was only allowed to go to school and come back. My ass had to be in the... Oh, I'm sorry.
You're fine. Oh, let's say, I'll say ass with her. One, two, three. Ass. You're fine.
Okay. I was like, oh, this is the radio. Okay. So it was one of those things where I wasn't allowed to like do any sports, nor did they support me.
And you were the only girl with all brothers.
Yes. Yeah.
And they all fought. They were all into MMA.
Yeah, so when
and
I would, like, try to go jump in like the wrestling room, I had long hair. Mm-hmm. And the teachers there could vouch. They would grab me by my hair and they would drag me out.
Oh, wow.
They would drag me out. My mom would pick me up and I'd be crying. I was like, you are the mother. Tell them something. She's like, no, mija.
I need to know.
They're your brothers.
When did you learn how to take a punch?
I was raised with brothers. Yeah, we got into fights all the time.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm thinking if I have a 7-year-old and all older brothers, you know, got Cruz, the older brother, got JoJo, a step brother, Adrian. So she grew up. And I think I tagged you a few times on my IG when she's squabbling with her brothers.
Yeah.
And then I tell you, like, is this how it started?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm thinking about putting her into Taekwondo or something like that because I feel like she got some squabble in her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I would suggest? If for anybody who wants to do any sport, gymnastics.
Gymnastics.
Oh, okay.
It's beautiful. It's they don't hurt themselves. They become so aware of their body. I would say gymnastics.
Okay. That's, did you do gymnastics? Or
no, wish I did though.
Really?
I'm not athletic.
No.
I just know how to throw punch.
That you do.
You know, I'm not athletic. Yeah. So.
Okay, we got the toy drive. When's the next fight? What are we building up for here?
I'm currently, so I got in an accident a few weeks ago. So I have a concussion. Yeah, it's really bad. Like I went for a power walk and my head started hurting so bad. I had to go home.
Really?
What's a power walk? Is that different from a normal walk?
Like it's like faster. Yeah, walking faster.
Faster.
Okay. It's almost like I was trying to pick my heart rate up. Mm-hmm. So anytime your heart with the concussion, like anytime your heart rate goes above a certain whatever it's called, like it's like blood going to your brain. So that caused a headache for me.
Uh-huh.
So I had to go home. So I can't run, I can't do nothing. Mm. So I haven't done nothing for about a month now.
So tamale season is in right now.
God, you know what? Because I'm not training, I can't.
You can't?
I can't. I gotta keep my weight down. So when the time does come, I'm not struggling.
Right.
If I was able to train, I'll have all the food I want.
There you go. The girl math, right? The girl math.
Yeah. I'll just work harder.
Right.
Exactly. You'll work it off. It's all good.
I'll run an extra mile or two.
Right.
But I'm hoping to get back. Like, I wanted to fight in December. I can't for my, you know, but I also tore up my pec minor, my rotator cuff,
mm-hmm.
and another ligament I can't pronounce on my...
I like that.
On my right shoulder.
The right shoulder litis.
Yeah. So I can't really even throw a punch, really. I'm still going to physical therapy.
Okay. What's the end goal for you? Do you want to be like the next, like, do you want to get into acting like Ronda Rousey did? And like being UFC and get on the big screen?
I do. Right now, it's just focused on getting that belt. And I know I can be a champion by the end of next year. I know I can.
You better say that.
You know, and I know I will be. I just got to really stay disciplined and focused. And I'm a very reckless person. So I do things and I cause injuries upon myself where it's like, it stops me in my career. So I just got to stay home.
I just got to stay home.
So if I see on an IG saying, we outside, I'm going to DM you. I'm like, yo, get inside.
Get home.
Yeah. Go home.
Well, I was just going to ask you, you know, UFC fighters, you know, they're known for not having screws loose, because I don't want to say that, but you're very competitive, right? So what is your nice vice? You know, like when you're not fighting, you know, a lot of, maybe you like flying kites or maybe you like knitting.
Flying kites.
These are all white people. You're like, nope. What is that thing for you? Like, what is something that someone wouldn't expect you're interested in?
Oh, I'm an outdoors person.
Okay.
I love being outdoors. I go on like... the Can-Ams, I go camping, I go hiking, I want to go snowboarding for my birthday. So okay. I'm a very outdoors person.
Glamping or camping?
No, camping.
Camping, like tent, okay. You
know? My friends are glamping.
Okay.
So I'm like, man, I'm not going to bring my tent while you guys are in your RV, so I'll just jump in with you guys.
You know how to set everything up?
I even have like the showers, the tent showers. I love camping. I love being outdoors.
Bet.
I love it.
That's dope.
But that also causes a lot of injuries for me.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
I mean, you must give a heartache to like your manager and everything. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, it's a love hate.
Yeah.
They're like, man, you need a babysitter. You need a chaperone. You need something with you.
No, but I get it, because you're so close.
Yeah.
You're close to this. Yeah. You say a year. You know how fast a year is going to go by?
I know.
Like, you just put it out in the universe, so you know it's going to happen.
Because
I'm a big believer in manifestation. If you say, I'm going to get the belt, you're going to get the belt. 100%. But you're so close.
I know. And I think that's why my team is so much more on me. But you know what? This is why me and my dad didn't get along. Because the more they take care of me, the more they're on me, the more I'm like, oh, and mm-hmm. More I just do things I shouldn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like you tell a little kid, don't touch that wall. The paint is wet. You're going to go touch the wall. So they should leave you alone. Don't go out. You should know.
I might stay home.
You might. Meanwhile, I'm telling her about this Barcoa bar. Like, hey, we got to go here.
Let's go. You're a bad influence.
Damn it. I'm a bad influence. Oh, man. Well, I'm going to come up with my kids. I'm going to come by your spot this Saturday. I'm going to represent the Tracy Cortez Maryville Show and Shine Toy and Winner Clothes Drive. Make sure you bring the whole family through. All the proceeds, 100%. Go back to the community.
Yes.
Is Henry going to be there?
You know what? I haven't told the team yet, but okay. I'm gonna tell them today. I'm gonna let them know. I've been so busy. I haven't been in the gym. I've been so busy with just life and doctor's appointments and setting up this toy drive, and that I'm sure they know, but you know, it's always nice to
let them, right.
They're fighters. They don't remember much.
Yeah. When they're not flying kites, JD.
Yeah. That's what we do on our spare time.
No way. Oh my God.
The Whitfields or white people? What are you talking about?
We have a thing called the What the White here. Have you heard if white people put raisins in their potato salad? Have you heard that?
No.
What's the most white dish you've had? Okay?
Like, let's just get out we need
way.
To get her in on
my
this.
My family does like a 7-layer Jello, and we use sour cream on top of different layers of Jello. I had them try. Don't look at me like that.
The most appropriate That's reaction.
Yo, he schools us every week. I'm like, yo, man.
I don't think I could say I've had a pumpkin pie.
That's as close as Tracy gets. Yeah. A pumpkin pie to your 7-layer Jello.
Right. I love it.
Oh, I killed mine. I got one to that Costco. They got those big ones for like $5. I got two of them. I felt like I was rolling.
Oh my God.
Those big ones, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, how was Thanksgiving? Was good?
It was good. What did I do Thanksgiving? I was running around. Like, me and my family normally spend it with Henry and the Securos.
Mm-hmm.
We've just always spent every year there. So I was there for a while. And then afterwards, we went to Friendsgiving with me and my brothers.
Oh, you turkey hopped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because it's just me and my two brothers, you know? Yeah. So it's like, if we cook, it's just too much and it's a lot. And it's really just us three. So, and then my dad's working. He's, I don't know where. He's a truck driver. He's everywhere. So it's just like, all right, what do? Do you guys want to do something? Or do you guys just want to do a Friendsgiving? So we did a Friendsgiving. Nice.
Oh, I know it's a little early, but everyone clear your throat? About a week and a half out. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to you.
You know what it do.
Happy birthday to you.
Gang.
Happy birthday, dear Tracy.
Put him up.
Happy birthday to you. Let's go. I saw that. This is the big 3-0, Tracy.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I wanted to go out the country, and I wanted to go bungee jumping.
Okay. Your manager just...
Yeah. Yeah.
You are your team's worst nightmare.
I know. I actually found the best place, and it's in South Africa. And it's,
Jesus.
And it's the second highest one in the world.
Oh, my gosh.
Safe.
But I'm going to do it next year. Oh, I probably shouldn't. Year. No. We'll see.
She's like, I want to go skydive into an active volcano. Oh, for real? But you want to be out of the country for your 30th?
I'm not. I'm going to be here.
You're going to be here. The big three? That's a big one.
I know.
Yeah.
What are you asking for? What does someone get you for your birthday? Like, do you have a limit on, you know, like if you're dating somebody or something like that, what is the limit that they would have to spend? Because my birthday's in December. My girl's birthday just passed. Our anniversary just passed. And I've spent like $750 so far. She's only spent $400. Ridiculous. What would be your love limit?
I wouldn't say. I'm more of like an affectionate person. So I just like, I've been known to be like clingy.
You know, some people say stalking. I say clingy.
I've been known to be. I've been called what is it?
Stage five clinger. Clinger.
Yes. I just love So it's just it's something thoughtful and just be with me.
So $0?
No, I wouldn't say all that either. Just something thoughtful. You know
something
what I mean? Not like something like that you can go pick up at Walgreens. Like just something thoughtful.
Like a handmade kite.
Like a handmade kite.
You know, maybe something thoughtful that I would like.
Yeah. It's a thought that counts. Yeah. Clinger.
So free is on the board.
Free.
Yeah, we have that on the board now.
That's like, awesome. Yeah. Wait, are you dating?
No.
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 So
at
these,
all.
At all.
So sad. So sad. Not do your thing. So sad.
Yo, I'm divorced, and it's interesting out there. All these years with the same person, it's weird.
You know, it is. I hate dating. God, I ain't going to be humble about this. I am wifey material.
There you go.
I'm not dateable. It's like the second I'm in love, it's like, come here, baby. Let me cook you breakfast. Let me make you a coffee. And you stay in the night. No, like, you ain't leaving. So so I gotta.
That's day two.
That I know. Day two. No, but it is hard for me to like even like people, men. It's for me to. I'm so focused right now, and it's just like I know my goal by the next year, and I know how I am when I am in a relationship. So it's like I just can't put myself in that situation.
Right.
I'm gonna break my own heart. You know?
When you are dating, do you tell people what you do for a living?
Girl, I recently, I don't know who I think I am. I was at church and I thought my friends didn't know who I was. Okay. I thought I was just Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I haven't seen them in a long time and I'm texting them like, yo, you guys at church, a worship night and da da da. So yeah, and we get there and I'm like so excited to see them because I've been traveling. And they're like, hey, so when's your next fight? And I looked at her like, how do you know? Like, how do you know who I am? You know, I was so taken back, but I really, it's hard.
It's hard to kind of adapt to that.
To know people's intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's probably the hardest for me.
Yeah.
For me, my thing is, do you think it kind of, is emasculate the right word? Emasculate men, you know, kind of take a hit at their ego because you're tough.
Yeah.
So do you think that's something you'd hide because of that? Have you endured that?
I used to be embarrassed to be tougher than the guys
uh-huh.
that I was with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I would see myself more like, dang, you guys are sissies, you know?
Like, oh my God. I love it.
How does a guy approach you? Yeah. Like a guy's like, I really want to ask Tracy, I just for a lunch or dinner and see.
Just treat me like a woman. Like, oh my God. You know what I mean? It's just, they go, hey, you want to go do this? You want to go like tough things? And I'm like, no, I don't. Like my life is tough enough. I just, I want to be fragile.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I want to be fragile. I don't want to be
so a guy tell you, you want to go axe throwing? You don't want to do any of that.
So it's like, say like before, I would be like, okay, I'm with groceries. Like, girl, you got it? I was like, oh, I don't want to have it. I want you to help me. So little things like it's just like, I want to be a woman. You know,
right.
it's kind of hard, especially because I'm so like tomboyish.
Mm-hmm.
But that is in, like inside, I'm fragile.
You want to be taken
service.
Care of.
Yeah. Acts of service is the love language?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Figured it
not
out.
Not for me, I'm taken. So, yeah. Awesome.
That's dope. Well, we're all going to be there. Tracy Cortez, Maryville Show and Shy Toy Winter Clothes Drive, 10 to 4 p.m. It's going to be at Maryville High School this Saturday. Tracy's going to be there. She's going to be giving high fives and hugs.
Popping it up with people.
Yes. You're going to get out of your comfort zone.
I am.
If you mean to show me up a little early, I'll go a little early. We'll take a little shot before.
Early in the morning?
Yeah.
You know what? My entire team is going to be there at 5 in the morning. And I'm like, when do I show up? You guys are like, later. I'm like, okay. All right. I'm
going to start at 10. She'll be there 10:01. All right. That's what we're going to do.
On time.
Yeah. You know, Auntie will be there on time.
On time.
We'll see how traffic is. We'll see how traffic is.
Yo, so glad you passed by the show, man. It's been too long.
I know. Thank you guys for having me.
No, absolutely.
Thank you guys so much for just putting the word out there.
You know,
it's one of those things where we put a lot of time and energy into this, and it's not for me. It's not for name. It's more for like the kids.
Yeah, for the kids and community.
For my community.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to be there representing and happy pre-birthday again.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I give it up one more time. Tracy Cortez.
Tracy Cortez. Let's go.
Thank you.
The Morning Mess.
Every morning.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
The Morning Mess. Live 101.5. The Valley's hit music leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.